If you're a California landlord and you're desperate and fed up, this is an update for you.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
And welcome to the program, everyone. I am your host, Andres Segovia. In this episode, I got an update to share with you from the Brennan Law Firm. This is attorney Michael Brennan. He's sharing a post, and he's trying to get it to as many landlords as possible. So I received it, and I wanted to share with those of you that you might qualify for what he is offering regarding action that needs to be taken collectively to restore property rights here in California. So I'm going to be reading snippets from letter from Michael Brennan. So here we go. Because this is something you already know, and if you don't already know, California landlords are currently prevented indefinitely from prosecuting eviction actions against non-performing tenants. All this because of supposedly COVID-19. And I say supposedly because the California Judicial Council issued Emergency Rule 1, which prohibits all California court clerks from issuing a summons in an eviction action for at least 90 days after the expiration of Governor Newsom's declared state of emergency. Exactly. So here's what the problem is. Newsom's state of emergency has no expiration date. Furthermore, there's no reason to believe he has any intention of lifting the state of emergency during 2020. In fact, the scientific community's opinion that we could have a resurgence of the COVID-19 pandemic this fall, who would be surprised if Newsom intends to wait until maybe 2021 before repealing the state of emergency? That is why the Brennan Law Firm, they are part of a working group of landlords, developers, and other industry leaders who believe the Judicial Council's Emergency Rule 1 is illegal and constitutes a taking without compensation and without due process. No one in the group has any intention of merely sitting on the sidelines while landlords are singled out to carry the entire COVID burden on their shoulders alone. Instead, they are demanding the repeal of Emergency Rule 1 by the Judicial Council, or they will move forward with a lawsuit in federal court to have the rule declared illegal. So, towards that goal, and I'm still reading snippets from this article, the Pacific Legal Foundation, they had actually sent a letter to the Judicial Council notifying them of the illegality of Emergency Rule 1 and requesting the rule to be repealed. I actually did post up that letter on my website accompanying the episode of that reference point for what the Pacific Legal Foundation did. So I'll be leaving a link to that episode for your reference in the show notes accompanying this one at www.deandresegovia.com. So far, the Judicial Council hasn't said anything, which basically means that the Brennan Law Firm and the group involved here are going to move forward with a federal lawsuit against them. So in order to move forward with a federal lawsuit aimed at restoring landlord rights to evict, they need local multiple qualified landlords willing to be plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the Judicial Council. In other words, they need landlords from specific areas of Southern California who have eviction actions they would file immediately, but for the Judicial Council's prohibition against the issuance of a summons. So I received this email because I have rental property in Orange County and Los Angeles County. So they're looking for landlords that have rental property in Orange County, Riverside, or San Bernardino. So if you currently have a non-performing tenant and would like to play an integral role in restoring landlords' rights in California, you can reach out to Michael Brennan directly to discuss the situation. Then they can discuss your role in this historic lawsuit and the possibility of restoring justice to landlords throughout California. You will not be asked to contribute on a financial level. There will be no attorney's fees on your end. Instead, this will be a pro bono case in which the rights of landlords throughout the state will be decided free of charge to you. So if you are one of those that feel you qualify and want to speak to Michael Brennan directly to find out how you guys can work together and see what happens, you can contact him at 626-294-0500. That's 626-294-0500 with questions or to volunteer to be a plaintiff in this historic lawsuit. I'll be leaving this contact information also and a link to his website at the show notes accompanying this episode, so you can pull it up there. Now, I just want to be very clear. One, they are not advertising. The Brennan Law Firm does not advertise, does not sponsor my program. In fact, I'm not even sure they know that I exist in the sense of doing a show. I have had contact with Michael Brennan at previous conferences when we were allowed to. I did connect with him on several times, but we never done any business together. So there's no compensation being exchanged here. So I'm just making that flat out, right, because this is not an ad for them. What's been happening in California, due to the COVID lockdowns and subsequent restrictions and executive orders that have basically put protections in place for tenants, they have not afforded any protection for the landlords. And that's been a big grievance to a lot of landlords who are underwater or on at the risk of losing their property right now, because you hear it sometimes say, well, they can get a forbearance. Well, if you're a regular listener to my program, you'll find out why forbearance is actually detrimental to your financial well-being. So if you haven't entirely learned about forbearance, the previous episode, I recap a presentation that I did exclusively for Facebook. So you can find it on my website. Or you could pull up the previous episode on your favorite podcast catcher so you can listen to what I had to say about that with the latest data available. So it hasn't been fair for landlords. And without any end to anything, in terms of the COVID emergency lockdowns, in terms of restrictions, not saying that, okay, you can go back out there, we're in phase three, moving to phase four, nothing like that. We're talking about the state of emergency that has to be lifted by the governor. He needs to specifically say that we are entirely out of this mess. When will that be? Because after he says that, 3 months later, the judicial council says, then we can think about listening to these eviction cases. So it's an egregious flexing of power against citizens of this state, and it's unconstitutional. That is the only reason why I am sharing this with you all. I am a landlord, and I was also a tenant, so I am aware of both sides, and I've covered a lot more lately on the side of tenants. So for those of you that are tenants that still find yourself affected by COVID-19, I have resources available to you, and you haven't yet picked them up. I'm going to leave a link to that also in the show notes of the company's episode at www.theandrewsegovia.com. That was the first presentation I did exclusively for Facebook as well, aimed at tenants, because first off, there's more tenants than there are landlords. And secondly, there are some resources that they don't yet know that are available to them, or things that used to be available that went away. So what is left? So I wanted to share that with you all. The problem is that there are well-off tenants that have not been affected by COVID, that have refused to pay and are making them hell for the landlords. So with that in mind, that is why I am projecting this one, because there hasn't been any form of recourse that can help landlords in all these months that have come by. The unfortunate destruction of a property that has happened in recent weeks, now we have even more cases of people having their livelihoods destroyed where they cannot come back up regardless of what phase we're going to be in the reopening. So yes, it's been very difficult, and I needed to get some information out there. I'm not weighing in on what's happening recently. I'm talking right here about the business aspect of things, about financial well-being and personal well-being, and of course how tech can help you work smarter, not harder. So once again, all the links and resources will be posted in the show notes accompanying this episode, so you can go to my website and find them out. So that's it for this episode. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and stay in the know, and I'll see you on the next one.